All right, so today we're diving into something pretty big in the Gospel of Luke.
Yeah, a pivotal moment.
It's Jesus' entry into Jerusalem.
Right, and what he does right after in the temple.
This is like the week leading up to the crucifixion, right?
Exactly, to the final stage of Jesus' ministry in Jerusalem. And we have this fantastic resource for this deep dive, a really detailed analysis from a lecture by Dr. Daniel K. Darko. He really digs into Luke chapter 19, verses 28 through 48.
Okay, so this lecture is going to help us pull out all the important stuff from these verses.
Yes, get a feel for Luke's specific take on these events, because each gospel writer has their own way of telling the story.
Right, like what makes Luke's version stand out, and then also just what does this all mean? Like, why should we care about this story today?
That's the ultimate goal.
So to set the scene, we are just outside Jerusalem.
Near Bethany and Bethpage on the Mount of Olives.
Okay, Mount of Olives. And the lecture actually says this is only about 2 miles from the city.
Yeah.
And that's important because back then, walking was the main way to get around.
It was a big deal to be that close to Jerusalem, especially with a large crowd.
Okay, so Jesus is there and he sends two of his disciples ahead.
On a very specific errand.
They have to find a young colt.
That no one has ever sat on.
Oh, an unridden colt. That's interesting.
Yeah, it's a really specific detail that the lecture points out. Like, it wasn't just any random animal.
Right. It was maybe set aside for a special purpose.
Right. Maybe even hinting at royalty or a super important occasion.
Mm.
It makes you think about those moments in your own life where something might seem really ordinary.
Yeah.
But it ends up being perfectly suited for some unexpected role.
I like that. Yeah, like that thing you never thought you'd need, but suddenly it's exactly what you need.
Exactly.
Okay, so they're supposed to find this colt, and the instructions are so precise.
And they're given very clear words to say if anyone questions them.
What do they say?
The Lord has need of it.
Just like that.
Just like that. And incredibly, the owner agrees right away. No questions asked. Can you imagine someone asking you for your brand new car?
Yeah.
Because the Lord needs it. I mean, it's bold. The owner's instant agreement just shows how much authority Jesus had.
Yeah, they believe.
They believe.
Okay, so they get the colt. And now Jesus rides this colt into Jerusalem.
And then the crowd reacts in this really interesting way.
What do they do?
They start throwing their cloaks down, not just on the colt, but on the road itself. It's like they're creating a path for him.
Oh, wow. So they're acknowledging him as special.
Yeah. The lecture suggests this was a big deal, like a symbol of submission.
Oh, okay.
Acknowledging Jesus' authority. They're basically rolling out the red carpet.
With their clothes.
Exactly.
Now, this is where Luke's account gets really interesting.
Yeah, this is what the lecture really highlights. It says, according to Luke, the crowd isn't just some random group of people.
Oh, they're specific.
Luke specifically identifies them as the whole multitude of his disciples.
Okay, so it's his followers.
His followers. And they're praising God loudly for all the miracles they've seen.
Wow, so they're like super fans.
Yeah, like super fans. They're saying, blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest.
So they're recognizing him as the Messiah.
Right, that's a key difference the lecture points out. Unlike Mark, Luke clearly says it's the disciples doing the praising.
Okay, so that's one difference. What else does the lecture say?
It also points out that Luke doesn't mention the word Hosanna.
Oh, right, Hosanna, which means save us.
Yeah, that's in other Gospels, and Luke doesn't mention palm branches either.
Interesting. So it's more focused on his followers.
It seems like Luke is focusing on the disciples recognizing Jesus' messianic role based on what they've seen him do, his ministry and miracles.
So Luke's telling us this is not just some mob.
Right, it's people who know him.
But all this praise, it doesn't go unnoticed.
No, the lecture says some Pharisees in the crowd, they tell Jesus to quiet down his disciples.
Oh, really? They were annoyed.
Yeah, they were like, tell him to be quiet.
What does Jesus say to that?
His response is so firm. He says, I tell you, if these were silent, the very stones would cry out.
Wow. So he's saying this is a really important moment.
Yeah, like a divinely appointed time that can't be stopped.
It's like destiny. Like it has to happen.
Exactly. It's like saying this recognition of Jesus as king. Mm. It's not just the opinion of his followers. It's a truth that would somehow find expression, even through inanimate objects, if people didn't acknowledge it.
That's pretty powerful. Okay, so we have this triumphal entry. People are praising him. They're acknowledging his authority.
But then the tone shifts.
It does.
It does, dramatically.
Yeah.
Because as Jesus gets closer to Jerusalem, he weeps.
He weeps. Why?
Yeah, as he's descending the Mount of Olives and he sees Jerusalem below, Luke tells us he wept over the city.
That is striking. Like, just a moment ago, there was all this excitement.
It's a sharp contrast, and it's so powerful.
What's the lecture say about this?
It explains that Jesus is weeping because Jerusalem didn't recognize what would bring peace.
Oh, so he's seeing the future.
Yeah, he's predicting the city's destruction and Luke's original audience, writing after the fall of Jerusalem in 70 AD.
They would have known about that.
Oh, yeah. Very familiar with it. It's almost like Luke is giving us two perspectives at once.
The celebration, but then also the tragedy.
Exactly, like a bittersweet moment. The lecture quotes Jesus' lament, where he talks about a siege.
A siege, like an army surrounding the city.
Yeah, and tearing it down, completely destroying it. Not one stone would be left on another.
All because they didn't recognize the time of their visitation.
That phrase, the time of their visitation, that's important. Like missing a huge opportunity.
Yeah, when something big is offered, but you don't even realize it.
And Jesus, in his prophetic role, he sees the consequences of that.
And that's what makes him weep, because they missed it.
He sees their fate, yeah.
Okay, so then right after this, Jesus enters the temple.
And what he does there is so direct and decisive.
What does he do?
Luke just says he began to drive out those who sold there.
Like the merchants.
Yeah, and his words are a quote from Scripture. He says, "It is written, my house shall be a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of robbers."
Den of robbers. Strong words. So the lecture, what does it say about this temple cleansing?
It points out how concise Luke's account is compared to other gospels.
Okay, so less detail in Luke.
Yeah, Luke mentions driving out the sellers, but he doesn't get into all the details about buyers.
Like the money changers and the doves?
Yeah, or even overturning tables, which we find in other accounts.
Interesting.
And the quotes Jesus uses are slightly different in Luke. He uses house of prayer from Isaiah.
Right, Isaiah.
And den of robbers from Jeremiah.
Okay, so he's combining prophets.
Exactly, and the lecture says he leaves out some things that are in Mark.
Like?
Mark adds, for all nations. And John uses a quote from the Psalms.
So Luke's version is very particular.
It is. And the lecture suggests that Luke might be emphasizing the temple as a place of teaching.
So less about the money, more about the message.
Right. It's about cleansing to prepare for what's coming next.
Which is?
Teaching. Luke says Jesus taught daily in the temple after this.
So he makes the temple his classroom.
Yeah, like his new pulpit.
But that must have upset some people.
Oh, big time. The lecture talks about the reaction from the religious authorities.
They weren't happy, I imagine.
Not at all. The chief priests, the scribes, the leading figures, they wanted to destroy him.
Wow. Destroy him.
Yeah, they saw this guy from Galilee coming in and basically taking over their most important religious space.
That's a big challenge to their authority.
Huge. But they couldn't just act openly because, as Luke tells us, all the people were hanging on his words.
So the people loved him.
They were more drawn to Jesus than to the established religious leaders.
So that creates a lot of tension.
Absolutely. The lecture notes how ironic it is that these Jerusalem authorities didn't seem to realize that the rightful teacher for the house of God had just arrived.
So they're threatened.
Yeah, their authority is challenged, and they don't know how to deal with it.
Okay, so let's recap. We see Jesus entering Jerusalem with authority, but Luke uniquely highlights the disciples as the ones praising him.
Right. It's not just a random crowd.
There's this stark contrast between that moment of triumph and Jesus' sadness over Jerusalem's future.
He sees what's coming and he weeps.
And finally, the cleansing of the temple, according to Luke, is less about the commercial stuff and more about establishing the temple as the place for Jesus' teaching.
His new platform.
Right, which challenges the religious establishment.
It's a turning point in Luke's narrative.
And thinking about these different reactions to Jesus, the enthusiastic disciples, the resistant Pharisees, the people hanging on his words, I mean, what resonates most with you? Like, as you encounter new ideas or maybe things that challenge what you thought you knew?
It's a good question to ask yourself. How do you respond to new things?
Yeah, especially when those new things shake things up a bit.
Right.
It's definitely worth thinking about how Luke's specific choices in telling this story, how those choices shape our understanding of this whole event.
Right, because every detail matters.
What do these details tell us about authority, prophecy, the kingdom of God?
And this is just the beginning, right?
Yeah, this deep dive, it's really just the introduction.
Because what comes after this, it's even more intense. Jesus' teaching, the debates, the confrontations.
So much more to unpack.
Exactly. And it all builds on this moment.
So keep exploring.
There's so much more to discover.
And we'll see you next time on The Deep Dive.
See you then.